Individual, please, Carla.
Item 1035, request of Hank McCurdy to address council regarding Climate Action Now and streetcar service through the length of John's Landing.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
So this sign is a little out of character for me, but it relates to climate, obviously. And I got this at a rally about a month or so ago that was prompted by Greta Thunberg. Anyhow, I'm here to ask you to pay attention to streetcar through John's Landing. And, you know, I've heard your discussion of climate and some of the processes you've got in place for that. This is, I hate to use the term no-brainer, it's a cliche, but my information from reliable sources in the city is that to bring it out to Selwood Bridge is $4 to $5 million, because the right-of-way is already there. It's going to work because it's unimpeded by traffic. Give you a little more background about me. So I'm an owner and one of the developers of the Boathouse apartments right on the water. And there's a lot of opposition to this because this right-of-way cuts through condominiums and so on. It's about 35 feet from our property. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, if we get this light rail, get the streetcar, is this going to help us or hurt us? I don't know. You know, something going by our property every 20 minutes, it could be a negative. I'm hoping it's not. But if we get it out there, it's going to go to Lake Oswego. So a decade ago, that was quashed, all right? Folks along the light, the corridor there, they didn't want the riffraff out to Lake Oswego and out to Dunthorpe. You know, Commissioner Edaly mentioned the idea of equity. The idea of riffraff, well, I'm a former member of the riffraff. I was a laborer until I was 26 when I got into law school and was able to make things change. I've put up a website. I think you've got the information there. All of the arguments are there. It's pretty simple. I appeared before you folks about a year and a half ago and basically volunteered to get signatures on a petition. We got about 150 signatures. We spent about $3,000. I haven't had the time to do it, okay? So my final message to you is, well, I could have maybe done that. I could have gone out and pounded the pavement more. But I think that the support for this is so overwhelming. I mean, if the Greta rallies show you anything, it shows you that, okay? I shouldn't need to do that. What I'm asking you to do is to please lead, okay? You're our leaders. This is an easy one, and it's really cost-effective.
There's no easy thing here.
Pardon me?
I said there's nothing easy here.
Well, it's easier than a lot of other things, okay? And, you know, I'm acquainted with hard and easy, believe me. The final, I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
But, you know, the support's overwhelming, okay? You're our leaders, and this will go. Once we get it to the Selwood Bridge, it's going to keep going. There's more than 500 new apartment units.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Commissioner Daly, and then I have a comment as well.
Okay, sure.
Are you referring to the track that the historic trolley runs on?
Yes, it is.
I used to be a flag girl on that trolley.
I can't hear you so well.
I used to be a flag girl on that trolley.
Okay.
And this is the first I've heard of the idea of using that rail for transit.
Okay.
I'll talk to my bureau. I mean, I don't know what the demand is or the capacity, if there's a kind of density along the line that would support that investment, but
yes.
I'll look into it.
Okay, I'll tell you real quickly.
Not for an exchange. This is just my comment to you,
right.
And we can have a follow-up conversation,
yeah,
if you want to talk to someone in my office.
So I was about to say, since 2016, there's
okay.
500 new apartment units.
Okay.
So the population's going up.
We can talk later. Your testimony's done. I wanted to respond to you.
Sure.
And we'll follow up later.
Okay. I want to thank you for raising this issue back. You're raising an issue that I'm very familiar with. When I was the Multnomah County Chair starting back in 2007, this was an issue that was starting to heat up, and I strongly supported the streetcar from Portland to Lake Oswego.
Yeah.
And you got half the story right in that some property owners, I shouldn't say all, but some property owners along the rail were violently opposed to it. And there were a number of concessions that were made to those property owners, including giving them, I remember one of the proposals was to give them their own key-carded access to a stop right in front of their house, and they still didn't go for that.
Right.
Ultimately, what happened was the Lake Oswego City Council, I think it was about 2011, and they pulled their support for the project, and it fell apart. But you're right, the right-of-way has been paid for by, I think it was the city, the county, and TriMet. Well, if I remember correctly, purchased the right-of-way, so we own the right-of-way.
Right.
When the designing phase went into effect for the Selwood Bridge, I made it a point of interest for me as the county chair that bridge would be light rail ready, which it is. It has all the structural integrity it needs should we want to go over and connect to the east side. So you're right, a lot of investments have already been made, a lot of the strategies in place, and I want you to know I've always been supportive of it for over a decade.
Okay, I really, really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
I'll talk to your co-counsel.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.